Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Word of Knowledge module. And we just finished the Word of Wisdom, which is the first of the three gifts of revelation. Now we're in the second gift, the Word of Knowledge. And so let me open in a word of prayer, and then let's get into this study. It's going to be exciting. The Word of Knowledge is an amazing gift or grace operation of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we earnestly desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Father, we recognize by the Word of God the importance of these operations of God. Father, open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Howard Carter, in his definitions on questions and answers, says, the word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of the existence or nature of a person or a thing, or the knowledge of some event given to us by the Holy Spirit for a specific purpose. Through this gift has been revealed the creation of the world and the forming of man from the dust of the earth. Lester Sumrall continues. He says, the gift of the word of knowledge is when God reveals to one of his servants something that now exists and or did exist on the earth. Knowledge is a fact, a reality. So in short, when we talked about the Word of God's wisdom, it dealt with the future. It dealt with the mind of the Lord, the will of God. It dealt with doctrine, the revealing of doctrine so that man understood the mind of God, so that man could approach God, worship God, know God, serve God. Now we're dealing with the word of knowledge. And like I said before, these revelation gifts are like taking the lid off of a container so that you can see now inside into an arena that you couldn't see before. So now we're in the word of knowledge. So let's continue. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation concerning facts, details, or events in either the present or past tense. The books of Genesis, Job, as well as the Gospels, are examples of books written through the operation of this gift. Only the Holy Spirit could give such precise detail of the creation of the world as described in the first chapter of the Bible. Only through this gift could the writer of Genesis describe genealogies of the first families as well as life on the planet before Noah built the ark. The word of knowledge does not reveal the future to any degree. In contrast, the prophetic books of the Old Testament were written through the operation of the word of wisdom. An appropriate example of the word of knowledge is when Peter revealed before the congregation that Ananias had kept back part of the price. Peter didn't know how much Ananias sold his property for, nor did he care. As Ananias brought his offering before the Lord and stood before Peter, the Holy Spirit revealed the truth about the sale of the property, which exposed the lie. Another New Testament example of this gift is when Peter, while on the housetop, is told that three men were seeking him. Peter was caught up in a wonderful spiritual experience and was not interested in any other thing. While caught up in this glorious experience, the Holy Spirit interrupted him and revealed that men were at the door seeking him. This little piece of information is a true operation of the word of knowledge. So let's begin with number one, the word of knowledge, Peter dealing with Ananias. Acts 5, 3 and 4. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. Note, as we draw close to the Lord, he draws close to us. When dross comes near fire, the fire will begin to purge it. In this example, these two wealthy people were seeking more than the Lord that Sunday. It seems they were seeking prominence in the eyes of the congregation, otherwise known as self-promotion. This self-promotion was wrapped in a lie. Though hidden from man's eyes, it was completely exposed to the omniscience of God. Through the word of knowledge, Peter knew that what Ananias had promised was different from what was being presented, thus making their approach to the altar that day unclean. The congregation also learned that offerings were holy. As Aaron's sons died before the presence of the Lord in the Old Testament, even so with Ananias and his wife in the New Testament. The altar of the Lord is holy. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. I think that the takeaway on this is the altar of God is holy, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament. And unfortunately, these two people approached that altar to God as if they were bringing a sacrifice to God, but the problem was they had conceived it in a lie, and nobody knew except the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knew this has to be cleaned out. And so the word of knowledge, very powerful. Peter knew. You kept back part of the price. And so that probably shocked, Ananias. Well, let's go on to number two, word of knowledge. Peter speaks of the young men returning, Acts 5, verse 9. Then Peter said to Sapphira, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them who have buried your husband are at the door, and shall carry you out. Note, Peter is inside the building, and the Holy Spirit reveals that the young men are about to enter. Peter was caught up in the glory of the Lord and had no way in the natural to see who was approaching the door. This simple word of knowledge brought a further depth of God's holiness upon the people. With God, all things are known. Number three, word of knowledge, Jesus to Ananias. Now, this is a different Ananias. Acts 9, 11 and 12. And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. Inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Note, this passage is a wonderful example of the word of knowledge. Here the Lord reveals the name of the street, the name of the owner of the house, who is in the house, and what Saul is doing. The Lord also reveals to Ananias that Paul is having a vision. It always amazes me that God chose to use a simple Christian man to pray for Paul and not an apostle from Jerusalem. In this operation, we see the power of the new creation in Christ that makes all believers, such as Ananias, able ministers of the gospel. So take time, go back and look at every piece of information that the Holy Spirit reveals. I mean, I love it. The street name. The Holy Spirit knew the street name, and it's amazing. Let's go to number four, Word of knowledge. Paul is given Ananias' name, Acts 9:12, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him that he might receive sight. Now, in this passage, Ananias, through the word of knowledge, is given present tense information about what is happening with Paul. Through the word of knowledge, it is revealed that Paul, through the manifestation of the discerning of spirits, is having a vision. And in that vision, he is receiving information concerning the future. Slowly meditate on this. This is one of the greatest examples of all three revelation gifts working together. In closing, the Lord felt the need to reveal to Ananias Paul's vision. It must have been somewhat of a relief for Ananias to know that Paul has seen him in a vision and already knows his name. Now, when you go to Acts chapter 9, look at all of the operations of the Holy Spirit in that chapter and what it took in order to bring Saul, or Paul, into the New Testament, into the body of Christ. And it is such a powerful move of God's Spirit. And it's almost like a big lever was being pulled in the Spirit and history was changing right there. And here's the thing also, with these two men, there was so much revelation moving between the two men, and you just have to slow down and really just meditate on it, and that's what it took in order to get these two men together. It's powerful. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are powerful. Number 5, word of knowledge. An angel speaking to Cornelius, Acts 10:5-6. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He shall tell you what you need to do. Note, in this passage, the angel reveals the name of the town and Simon's name, even his surname Peter. The angel also reveals the house, who owns the house, and where it's located. The word of knowledge simply reveals past or present tense information. In many cases, this gift operates through the ministry of angels. Remember, angels are servants of the Lord who also operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. The difference is that they come directly from the throne of God, which makes them mighty. But we are the children of God, which in the future makes us mightier. Hebrews 1 verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So it's amazing to see angels and men working together in the plan of God. Let's go to number 6, word of knowledge. Peter about Cornelius's men. Acts 10, verse 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek you. Note, Peter was up on the roof having a spiritual experience and was not attending to who was knocking on the door. He didn't care about what was happening downstairs. The Holy Spirit interrupted him and revealed that three men were seeking him. That is a clear word of God's knowledge. Oh, wonderful. Let's go to number 7. Word of knowledge. An angel removes a king. Acts 12, verse 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Note, in this occurrence, we would assume that the writer of the book of Acts was not physically present at Herod's judgment. Most likely, the people present did not see the angel either. The Bible is a book given by inspirational revelation, and in this case, Luke, the writer of the book of Acts was given an extra piece of information concerning the administration of Herod's judgment. And so that's definitely an operation of the word of God's knowledge. Luke was giving insight nobody else had. He's the one who goes, hey, it was an angel. Very powerful. Now, let's go to the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're going to see that the power of the Holy Ghost, just like he was working in the land of Israel, he hasn't changed. He was manifesting outside the boundaries of Israel as well. Number 8, the word of knowledge. Paul pleads with the jailer. Acts 16, verse 28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Note, when the power of God fell upon the jail, no one moved from their dark cells. It was by revelation that Paul pleaded with the jailer to not kill himself. God was fishing for the soul of a man. The bait was an earthquake that shook not only the prison, but it shook the jailer himself. Also note, the jailer called for a light because of the darkness, thus reinforcing Paul's knowing, supernaturally, to plead with a man to not kill himself. Now, this is one that you can read over, probably you have read over it many, many times, and didn't really think about it. Paul was in the innermost part of the prison. And it was in the middle of the night. It was dark. And when the earthquake took place, the doors opened, the chains fell off, and nobody moved out from their cells. So they were in cells. They didn't come out of their cells. And so this jailer, he realizes what's going on, and, he decides he's going to kill himself. And there's Paul, revelation by the Holy Spirit. Hey, jailer, we're here. Don't kill yourself. That's very powerful. Number 9, the word of knowledge. The Lord speaks to Paul about his people in the city. Acts 18, 9 and 10. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak. Hold not your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall come upon you to hurt you. For I have many people in this city. For I have many people in this city. And that's what you got to underline. That's what you got to focus on. So note, Jesus revealed to Paul that he had many followers in Corinth. This word was a piece of information that Paul did not know. This account reminds me of when the Lord revealed to Elijah that he had reserved 7,000 in Israel who had not bowed their knees to Baal. If the Lord knows the number of hairs on the head of one of his children, then how much more does he know the number of his servants on the earth and where they are located? This piece of revelation comforted Paul's heart. Number 10, word of knowledge, heart attitudes. Acts 22:18. And saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. Now that's the Lord speaking to Paul. Note, Paul, in relating his testimony, gives information that is not mentioned earlier. In this example, the Holy Spirit revealed that Jerusalem's religious leaders would not at that time receive Paul's testimony of the Lord. This is a tremendous and needed revelation for Paul to know. Paul probably thought that his new testimony of Jesus, as well as the dynamic way it happened, would change things in Jerusalem. The Lord needed to correct Paul's thinking. Therefore, the Lord gave him much needed information. The religious leaders had seen Jesus' face and still rejected him, how much more would they reject Paul, who testified that he had seen the Lord? In short, the Lord was giving Paul information concerning the present tense attitude of their hearts. And I think that's important for us because a lot of times we think things, oh yeah, these people, they like us. They're going to receive what I have to say. And if we got a little quiet and said, Lord, do you have anything to say about that? And the Lord may say, I've already looked at their hearts. I already know their hearts and they're not going to receive you. Oh, well, where can I go where I can be effective, Lord? And that needs to be our prayer. So, very, very powerful there. Now let's go to number 11. And this is the last example of the word of knowledge operating in the book of Acts. So here we go. Sailors about to flee, Acts 27:30-31. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under the color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Note, this is the last example of the word of knowledge in the book of Acts. The sailors were afraid and decided to deceptively depart. Paul, not being a sailor, would not have been able to discern what certain crew members were doing. They were being deceptive. The Holy Spirit revealed to Paul what was happening and the reality of their demise if they were free to proceed. So the Lord reveals to Paul through a word of what? Knowledge, what's happening, so that Paul can warn the centurion, because really, if those men had done what they were going to do, then everybody was going to die. And that's serious. So that's where the gifts of the Holy Spirit come in. And thank God for that word of knowledge. Let's think about it. There's a storm going on. Do you think Paul was just sitting up on the deck watching everything happen? No, he wasn't doing that. He's not a sailor. He's not up there spying on everybody. No, it was revealed supernaturally to him. And then he revealed it to the centurion. And this time, they're listening to Paul. and I love it. And so let's stop there. You need to go back and just meditate it. Meditate on the word of knowledge and desire it. And you'd be shocked how many times you know something, and it's the Holy Spirit. And if you just get a little quiet and go, Lord, that was you. You were telling me that. Yeah, it's an operation of the word of knowledge. I believe it happens more than we realize. We just need to get quiet and then become thankful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of knowledge. We desire it, not only in our lives, Lord, we desire it in the body of Christ in the earth. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit, and Lord, wherever this operation of grace is needed, we pray for it to manifest in order to deliver your servants and to help your servants and to reveal what is needed at the right time. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And listen, go to our website at www.4smiles.com. There's more information there. Remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.